Спасибо.
Thank you very much, distinguished Madam Chair. Strengthening international cooperation is indeed one of the most important elements in the implementation of the convention. This is why the Russian Federation pays special attention to the implementation of Article 10. The main principles are the participation of the Russian Federation and realization of programs under Article 10 is openness and transparency, focus on development of the national potential of partner countries. We believe that at the heart of the implementation of this article of the convention, we should have the interests of the recipients of assistance in mind, and also the identification and the improvement of the capacity to identify and react to biological threats. We urge all other BWC states parties to follow a similar approach. In 2021, a factor that had a significant impact on the development of international interaction was, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic. From the very beginning of the spread of COVID-19, the Russian Federation offered assistance to all interested countries and was the first country in the world to register a vaccine against COVID-19, and it is the only country in the world that shares the technology for the production of such vaccines. And the Russian vaccine has been registered in 70 countries of the world. We continue to consistently provide assistance to countries in different parts of the world, also on questions of prevention and reaction to biological threats and the prophylactics of infectious diseases. Over the last 6 years, we supplied to more than 60 countries hundreds of pieces of equipment and diagnostic test systems that were made in Russia. We trained more than 2,000 experts on questions of biological safety and laboratory diagnostics. We focus on the introduction of medical sanitary regulations and increasing the capacity to react to epidemics and provide assistance in ensuring biosafety and sanitary protection of territories, bolstering scientific and technological potential in the area of monitoring and forecasting infectious diseases, supporting the sanitary and epidemiological well-being in emergency situations with the use of mobile bio units. The pandemic confirmed the usefulness of having mobile biolaboratories and the need to create within the WC such a very important tool as medical bio teams, and the Russian biolaboratories are an example of a very good practice, and they have been introduced into the armed forces in the 1960s, and after several stages of modernization, the mobile laboratories are a necessary tool in preventing and eliminating outbreaks of infections. These laboratories have all the necessary equipment and staff, and they're based on the chassis of Kamaz and Gaz trucks. They can resolve broad-scale tasks on improving the epidemiological situation and the well-being in any part of the world. These are high-class laboratories for bioprotection, and they're mobile and autonomous and carry out hundreds of testing of samples of water, air, food, and others without any threats to personnel. These laboratories are used in Vietnam, Mongolia, Kazakhstan, Armenia, Belarus, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Guinea, the DRC, Uzbekistan. We also have received requests from Venezuela, Burundi, the Republic of Congo, and Uganda. Over the last 5 years, the Russian Federation transferred 25 mobile laboratories to 9 countries. Despite the pandemic, the Russian Federation continued to extend the cooperation in other areas to combat infectious diseases. Among the many programs that the Russian Federation implemented in 2021, I can point out providing support to combat the spread of the plague in the countries of Southeast Asia, combating resistance to antimicrobial medicines, free of charge transfer of mobile equipment that is available to Russian brigades providing support to combat HIV and other infectious diseases in Eastern Europe, the Caucasus, and Central Asia, cooperation with the Social Republic of Vietnam, the Republic of Guinea, the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The overall contribution of Russia in providing assistance to our partners in these areas starting in 2014 was to the sum of 5 billion rubles on a bilateral basis and more than $40 million in international projects. Thank you.
I will offer the floor to Kuba.